Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. We're a passionate show where each week we discuss the most important issues for you to take control of your and your family's health. Plus, of course, we have top guests this week. Cadwell Esselstyn Jr., the man who probably saved Bill Clinton's life and is still saving it, because Bill Clinton credits this book with changing the way he manages his diet. He's going a little away from it now, but this is the book that changed it. Dr. Esselstyn's book, Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease, with more than 130 nutritious, great-tasting recipes. It's a revolutionary, scientific-proven, nutrition-based care. Of course, I'm prejudiced because I get to work with Dr. Esselstyn at the Cleveland Clinic. A marvelous, marvelous man who at 82 or something, still practices, still sees patients regularly at the Cleveland Clinic. But this book is revolutionary. I believe that Al Gore and several others are now on it. But in any case, this is the book that, if you will, Bill Clinton says has saved his life. Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease, and the plan that saves his life. At 4:17 East Coast time. No, it's 6. Yeah, it's 4:17 East Coast time and 6:17 East Coast time as well. We'll have my favorite segment, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic, What's Not. He's got four great subjects that we'll get to in just a second, so we'll tell you what they're going to be in a few seconds. Gary always has great sections on, and today is no different. We'll talk about the rest of the news. Of course, the top news story of this week medically is about Zika, and we have a whole mess. And I know we've been doing this. This is our third week of doing Zika. And by the way, if you want to ask questions, we invite them. I need, Ben, for you to tell me the phone number for people to call, because I have not written it down here today.
We have
844-305-7800. 7800. You get to speak to that engineer, Ben, who will put you on with me. In addition, you can email questions, as a number have already done, knowing who the guests are. You can find out who the guests are, by the way, by just sending an email to udocs, y-o-u-d-o-c-s at gmail.com, y-o-u-d-o-c-s at gmail.com, or follow at Dr. Mike Roizen on Twitter, or at LinkedIn, or on Facebook, at Dr. Mike Roizen, and you get the tweets for the stories of the week. I know some of you do that because I see them retweeted, so thank you for that. But you can get the whole stories, if you will, just as I read them or learn about them and read them in preparation for the show at udocs, y-o-u-d-o-c-s at gmail.com. Just put subscribe in the subject line. You want to ask a question, just put a question for Dr. Mike in the subject line. This week, Zika is obviously front and center. It's kind of the true wellness foreplay study of the week, because if you're thinking about getting pregnant, or your partner and you are thinking about getting pregnant, and this goes for both of you, since the virus appears to be able to be sexually transmitted, stay away from areas that have Zika. Now, Zika, this is new information, because Zika has, as we talked about in the last 2 weeks, Zika has genetically modified itself from what it was 2 and 14 and 24 years ago when it first had its outbreaks in Africa. It is different from that African virus. That African virus did not and was not associated with microcephaly. We think this one is. What is microcephaly? It's a small brain. It is a stoppage, apparently, of brain development and growth if you get this virus sometime in the first, second, or third trimesters of pregnancy. It doesn't appear that the virus lasts a long time in the body, but we just don't have enough knowledge. So it's different from HIV. It is sexually transmitted, but only while there is active disease, just like HIV, but the HIV virus lives in cells for a long time. The Zika virus, at least as far as we know, doesn't. So, if you're pregnant, how will the Zika virus affect you? We don't know, but we think it will cause this microencephalopathy, and other poor pregnancy outcomes in babies of mothers who were infected with Zika while pregnant in Brazil and in other South American countries, and one, in fact, in the Miami area, and one apparently got the disease. We don't know whether there's microencephaly associated with it in Dallas. So it is coming to the U.S. Pregnant women in any trimester should consider postponing. I think they should postpone travel to every area where Zika virus is ongoing. You know, you can think about this as soccer, where there's great interest in soccer. You want to avoid that country if it's in the Americas. That is, the U.S. doesn't have much soccer interest. There's not much Zika. But as you go south and to Brazil, a lot of interest in soccer, a lot of Zika around. If a woman who is not pregnant is bitten by a mosquito and infected with Zika, will her future pregnancies be at risk? We do not know the risk to the infant if a woman is infected with Zika virus while she is pregnant. Zika usually remains in the blood for only a few days to a week. The virus will not cause infections in an infant that is conceived after the virus is cleared from the blood, as far as we know. There is currently no evidence that Zika virus infection poses a risk of birth defects in future pregnancies. And in fact, if you look at the CDC says, where Zika virus is, be sure to tell your healthcare report in person where you've traveled. I think you should just avoid it. Is it safe to get pregnant after traveling to a country with Zika virus? If infected, Zika virus usually remains only for about a week. We don't think it will cause infections in a baby that is conceived after the virus is cleared from the blood, but we really don't know that risk. If a mother infected with Zika near the time of delivery passes the virus to her newborn at birth, can the baby develop this microencephalopathy or small brains and lack of brain development? And by the way, that'll last for the baby's life and obviously cause problems in care and enormous stress on you as well as the baby. We don't know if a newborn who gets Zika at birth will develop microencephalopathy after birth, which is also called acquired microencephalopathy. Babies can get microencephalopathy if their head growth slows or fails to develop after birth. There have been no reports of that with the Zika virus, but we just don't know. This is too new, and the Zika virus that was in Africa appears to be different from this one. So that's the latest information on Zika. Feel free to email me. There are mosquitoes, Aedes mosquitoes, in both Florida area, especially Miami. There are 50 cases of Zika now as of Thursday that have been confirmed in Miami. There's one sexually transmitted case in Dallas, and we expect there to be many more cases as the mosquitoes move north. The El Nino weather we're having in the U.S. makes this worse because it makes it more likely that there'll be water and areas of mosquito breeding ground. And it also makes it, as you know, Cleveland had 63 degree weather the other day. These mosquitoes will move up, and all you need is one bite to cause the problem. So take the precautions. Don't be in areas that have a lot of mosquitoes. We'll be back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We have a ton to cover today, such as, will medicine affect the election? I think so. We'll come back and talk about insurance rate changes and other things. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Packing for a trip, I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things, and it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Fact: all probiotic bacteria strains are not created equal, and Natron is the only brand that cultures its own strains in-house for unparalleled quality and potency. The reasons why this makes Natron's Healthy Trinity the world's best triple-strain probiotic are endless, so we let our satisfied customers do the talking.
Hi, I'm Shirley from Lomita, California. I heard a commercial on the radio about Natron Healthy Trinity, so I called. Before that, I had gone to 3 gastroenterologists and nothing helped me. As soon as I tried Natron Healthy Trinity, everything changed, and within 2 weeks, I experienced complete relief. I'm so pleased with your product, and I'll be taking it the rest of my life. Thank you so much.
For a limited time, you can try Healthy Trinity risk-free for 90 days. Plus, the first 20 orders get free second-day express delivery. So call toll-free right now. 1-866-4-NATREN. That's 1-866-4, N-A-T-R-E-N. Or visit natron.com and enter promo code RADIOMD. That's natron.com, promo code RADIOMD.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Show. We hope to give you all of the latest information to be able to take care of you. That is, so you can take care of you and yours and live at the top of your curve. Now, there's a great set of stories out that we'll talk in the second hour about. There are 2 hours to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Some programs, some stations only carry the first hour, some only the second hour. So I like to summarize some of the things in both hours that are really important. Well, the second hour, we're going to talk about what I call the key wellness segment of the week. And that is, we'll open it up the second hour with that. And what is that key hour, that key subject? It is the Omega segment. Fish, independent of mercury, and no matter what the mercury level is, protect your brain. So we're going to talk about what else in fish it could be, as well as the omega-3s, whether you should get tested for lead and mercury in your brain, and we'll come back to that with Gary Ginsberg a little later on, and what other things you should get tested for, like homocysteine, vitamin D2, B12, B6, thyroid hormone, HSCRP, TMAO, LDL, too many initials. But we're going to talk about the data on looking at people who had the predisposition to Alzheimer's and what happened when they ate fish with their brains. New study out of Rush University answers that, but there's a whole much more that came out and that we can talk about relating to how you can protect your brain. What I'd like to do also is talk about, boy, this the my windows are getting washed, so you heard that. Which I didn't want to happen during the program, asked them to avoid my windows in this building washing, but they decided not to. In any case, I apologize for that. But there is an important point that came out in this week, and it comes out relating to insurance rates and the election. The insurance rates and the election, will go up considerably, and those will be announced in April of this year. So if you're hearing a repeat or rerun, or you've accessed this program after April of 2016, you knew about that already, but what was announced at a meeting that I was at, what was discussed, was that insurance rates are going to go up 30-50%. Most of the insurance companies are living off of their reserves. That is, they aren't taking in enough money from their premiums on insurance policies now to pay the medical costs for the illnesses they're treating. And so they're living on reserves, which means that on the exchanges, and even for companies that aren't self-insured, you're going to see large insurance rates, maybe for self-insured companies too. I don't know what their experience is. But for the vast majority of us, there is an overage, just like there was in Great Britain. Great Britain this year, 23% over budget, which already had an increase. That's because chronic disease is now starting to affect all of us, and we're doing more medical care. So that'll come out in April. And I don't know what's going to happen to the election because of that. In other words, if it comes out that they've applied to the insurance commissioners, so it won't be public, there'll be these things that they write to the insurance companies requesting their rate setting for October and for next year. So for 2017, this is the insurance rates. So 2017, you will see large insurance rate increases. Those large insurance rate increases will come out formally. They will be announced by the insurance commissioners. Almost every state does it in October, so that November they can be published and the companies make decisions about what policies and what happens to the coverage and the high deductibles and how they cover their employees. But they have to go before the insurance commissioners, submit plans in April. So that will come out. The second thing we already know that's come out in the Clinton and Sanders debates, and lesser degree in the Republican debates, is drug costs have increased 19% this year. And you saw in the hearing this week, there's a incredible increase in generic costs because there aren't more than one company producing many of the generics. And so we're getting to see a huge increase in, if you will, the rates that will come out this week. And so will come out in April, sorry. And the drug costs will be part of that. And then you've got this weird thing with Zika and depopulation. There will be less people able to afford, there'll be less people to support those of us who are over the age in the retirement area. And that will, in fact, cause an increase in costs per person and over time, and delay the equivalent of Social Security funds and retirement funds in those countries with Zika. And right now it looks like the world may get Zika if we don't get a vaccine against it. Vaccines aren't automatic against viruses. Ebola took about 6 months, and that was really a all-out war on that. Some of them, such as HIV, we still don't have vaccines against. So this is, if you will, new ways that we hadn't thought of, that our politics will get influenced by the medical stories of the year. So biggest one, insurance rates on the exchanges and other places will increase 30 to 50%. Will that help Hillary and Sanders? Probably not. It's still the same problem in Great Britain. What is the problem? Well, it's the same problem that we'll talk about from another story. The other story is, who is dying and getting disease earliest in the country? It is Southern white women. And why is that? Because they're not doing healthy things. They're smoking more, they're more obese, they're eating more bad food, they're doing less physical activity and managing stress less well. So the Southern white women are having 10 years more disability and dying 6 years earlier than the average white woman for the rest of the country. That's caused a change in the demographics. It's caused a change in what we call the life expectancy in America because of this huge change in the Southern white women. And that is what's causing our medical costs to increase, not just in the South, but throughout the country, because the obesity epidemic is now at the turning point of causing enough disease and enough medical costs in diabetes management, in blood pressure management, in arthritis management, in common things that are in heart disease, obviously, and in cancer. People ask me, well, why does obesity affect cancer rates? We don't know why it does. But if you're obese, you have half the survival rate over the next 10 years as if you were thin. That is, you survive only half as well as if you were thin. For example, breast cancer, same with prostate cancer, same with colon cancer. So obesity is affecting a lot of things. We aren't sure why it occurs, but it is. You're listening to, and I took it a long time in this segment, but in the next segment, we've got the answer for you from one of the world's great experts, Dr. Cadwell Esselstyn Jr. He has the revolutionary, scientifically proven, nutrition-based cure for at least heart disease and stroke and maybe cancer as well. We'll talk to him in a few seconds on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Remember, you're listening on Radio MD. Stay well.
Did you know your eyes have hidden connections to your overall health? The Eye Care Revolution, an easy-to-read analysis of vision and health by Dr. Robert Abel Jr., is an authoritative guide that explains natural and conventional methods to prevent and even reverse many common vision disorders like cataracts, glaucoma, dry eye, macular degeneration, and diabetes-related vision loss. From high-tech laser treatments to centuries-old Asian remedies, the Eye Care Revolution, with a foreword by Dr. Mehmet Oz, provides amazing nutritional, herbal, herbal, homeopathic, and conventional methods to improve your eye health and overall health and wellness. Dr. Abel shares breakthrough information about eye strain, new developments in LASIK surgery, discusses how computers and texting are affecting our eyes, what you need to know about your children's eyes, the easy way to administer eye drops, antioxidant must-haves for your eyes, alternative therapies, and so much more. Order The Eye Care Revolution by Dr. Robert Abel Jr. on Amazon.com. That's The Eye Care Revolution.
I'll never get used to these 10-mile runs. They are taking so much time out of my day.
Are you training for a marathon or something?
Diabetes runs in my family, and I heard if you lose lots of weight, you can prevent it. So I started running like crazy, and I cut my calories big time.
Oh, get real. You don't have to knock yourself out to prevent diabetes. My doctor said it's the small lifestyle changes you make that matter, because it's easier to stick to them.
Wow, really?
It worked for me. 6 months ago, I started walking a lot and I stopped eating the fried stuff. I've lost 10 pounds. My doctor said I'm doing great.
I'll have to ask my doctor about this. I'd love to get my life back.
Talk to your healthcare provider. Losing a small amount of weight by being active 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier can prevent type 2 diabetes. To get your free game plan for preventing type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things, and it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Roizen, MD. Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen. I have on the phone with us today one of my favorite people in the world. I think he is 82. I don't know if that's true or not, but he is a former president of the medical staff at the Cleveland Clinic, a former member of the Board of Governors, and a absolute delight. He wrote the book Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease, which is the book that really he's the mother and father, if I can say both of those, of the ways of reversing heart disease with diet. So he's been fighting a battle, if you will, to get this known, how important nutrition is. And one of the breakthroughs was Bill Clinton, after his second bypass surgery and stents and not doing well and having chest pain recurrent, went on the Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease program and is still living about 8 years later. So a really important, if you will, seminal moment is the publication of this book and the understanding of nutrition in heart disease care. Dr. Esselstyn, thanks for coming on.
Mike, what a pleasure to be with you this afternoon.
Now, you're in Cleveland, I'm in La Quinta, so we can say that I've got better weather today, but you were out bike riding, you told me, earlier today in pretty cool weather in Cleveland, since it is February, and I guess the temperature you say now is about 40.
Yeah, it's really kind of a crisp day, but it does mean you you stay alert when you're biking. No reason to fall asleep on the bike, but it's a delight when it's not raining and snowing, especially in February. You can get your miles in. I'd much rather bike outdoors than the indoor riding during the winter. Yeah.
And in fact, you should know that I'm teasing Dr. Esselstyn about this because I tried to get him to bike indoors, offered to buy him two TV screens that are full length so that he could figure out that he was outside, even though he was inside, get a fan or whatever it takes to blow cold air by him, wherever. But he refused, and he suffered some serious injuries, but is back, and thank God he's back. But he is are you 82, Essie?
Yes, in 1956 was when I left college, and I had to have 5 years of medical school because I was during my first year of medical school, it was split between trying to row for the United States.
Well, you did win an Olympic gold medal, so we should say that. You're the only physician I know, but at 82, quite an accomplishment. Tell us how you came upon the idea that diet was important. You know, when I talked to Steve Nesson, even 3 years ago, who's our head of cardiology at the Cleveland Clinic, he denied that nutrition had any role if you were optimally cared for as recently as 2 years ago. Recently, since the data is so overwhelming, he's been willing to, in fact, say that that nutrition may play a role. But you obviously were fighting a tide. How did you decide? What was the key moment to decide this really was something you wanted to study and devote your life to?
Well, it was very apparent to me by the late 1970s and early 1980s when I was chairman of our breast cancer task force, that for no matter how many women I was doing breast surgery, I was doing absolutely nothing for the next unsuspecting victim. And this led to a bit of global research on my part, and it was quite apparent that there were multiple other cultures where breast cancer was much less frequent than in the United States. For example, in Kenya, it was something like 30 times less common than in the United States. And in rural Japan, in the 1950s, breast cancer was very infrequently identified. Yet as soon as the Japanese women would migrate to the United States for the second and third generation, still pure Japanese American, they now had the same rate of breast cancer as their Caucasian counterpart. And perhaps even more compelling was the data from Japan on prostate cancer. In 1958, in the entire nation of Japan, how many autopsy-proven deaths were there from cancer of the prostate? 18 in the entire nation. By 1978, 20 years later, they were up to 137, which still pales in comparison to the 28,000 who will die this year in this country. Well, somewhere along the line, I just felt that my bones would long be dust before I'd get the answers between nutrition and cancer in that fashion. And so it was so striking that there were multiple cultures where cardiovascular disease was virtually non-existent, and it was the leading killer of men and women in Western civilization. It seemed there would be so much more bang for the buck to use heart disease as the thing to be studied, because if we can get women and men to eat to save their heart, that gives them the greatest likelihood of saving themselves from the common and Western cancers of breast, prostate, colon, and perhaps pancreatic. So that was kind of the background, and it was in 1985 that we started our first small study.
And so in 1985, you started a small study, and you and both you and Dean Ornish have talked about preventing and reversing heart disease. You have obviously concentrated a large degree on the nutritional component. And I like to say that the key to your diet, and you say this, and that's why I've picked it up, is don't eat anything with a face or a mother.
Correct.
And now, does that mean that we can have nuts or avocados or things with fat in it, even though they don't have a, because they don't have a face or a mother?
Mike, I like your style. What I've said in my book, I have nothing against nuts and avocado and people who do not have a diagnosis of cardiovascular disease. However, once they have a diagnosis of cardiovascular disease, I become a bit of a taskmaster, but I'm not apparently as mean as I look. And I'd like to get rid of as much as possible as I can of saturated fat and added fats. And so that's where I, once if somebody has contracted cardiovascular disease, then I really crank down and I do not like them to have the nuts. Now, I will grant you that there have been a number of studies on nuts that seem to show that, that they have favorable characteristics and in the terms of biomarkers. Many of those studies, however, are funded by the nut companies. And when you really put it to the test, for instance, there is the study called the PREDIMED study, a very famous study out of Spain, 5,000 people, none of whom had cardiovascular disease at baseline. And they were given three different diets. Two were Mediterranean. One was Mediterranean with olive oil. The other was Mediterranean with nuts. And the other was the low-fat diet of initially 39% that they dropped to 37%, which is still absurdly high in fat. Now, remember, at the initiation of this study, none of these people had a diagnosis of cardiovascular disease. At the end of 5 years, there were absolutely scores of patients in each dietary category that had major cardiovascular events. That's death, heart attack, and stroke. That, to me, does not throw any kind of blessing on nuts when it more or less is part of the diet that leads to these major cardiovascular events.
So let's go and talk a little bit about the overall framework of the diet when we come back. We have a break now for important messages, but when we come back, we're going to talk to Dr. Esselstyn about the actual essence of it and how they've made it so delicious. And how they've made it so available, and then is there going to be a delivery program that has this? The book, Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease. I say if you're going to only read one book in your whole life about the heart, this is the book to read. There are 150 great-tasting recipes in it by his wife as well. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, cure, treat, or prevent any disease. Awaken your mind with Exact, a new dietary supplement designed to help you gain a mental edge. Exact fuels your natural brain chemicals to unleash mental energy and stamina, providing the intense focus and drive you need to initiate important tasks and push through challenges. With Exact, you can think smarter, faster, and stronger because Exact supports faster reaction time and memory recall with improved problem-solving skill and accuracy. Exact contains ingredients from traditional Chinese medicine and Indian Ayurvedic medicine. No synthetic drugs or chemicals. Exact is created from herbs that have been safely used by healers for thousands of years. Experience a new kind of energy, mental energy, and get the focus and breakthrough mental edge you need to succeed with Exact. Learn more about the science behind Exact, see what customers are saying, and try Exact 100% risk-free at ExactMind.com. That's the letter X, ACTMind.com. ExactMind.com. Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all of our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by over 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and The Federalist, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
Whenever we talk about cancer, we always use the same word. Someday. Someday there'll be a cure. Someday we won't lose the people we love. But when is someday? Someday is today. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, hundreds of thousands diagnosed with blood cancer are today living a normal life. In the past 12 years, half the cancer therapies approved by the FDA were first approved for blood cancer patients, many with research supported by LLS. We are on the brink of life-changing breakthroughs. You can make these happen sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org. Help us make cures happen. Help us reach today sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org.
More than half of all Americans, including teenagers, don't drink enough water.
Waterlogged is a great app that will help you build good water habits with customized tracking and personalized reminders. Download Waterlogged from the iTunes App Store and start using your iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad to track and improve your water intake. Set your goals, record your consumption, and get Waterlogged's exclusive smart reminders to alert you when you're behind pace to meet your daily goal and when it's time to hydrate. Optimal water intake is a goal that you can successfully achieve, and it'll make a measurable impact on how you feel and your overall health, because every system in your body depends on water. People who use reminders are 5 times more likely to reach their goals consistently, so let Waterlogged help you stay on track. Waterlogged is compatible with Apple Health and Fitbit, so you can log your water with the best app in the App Store and get a full picture of your health in your favorite app. Download Waterlogged from the App Store or visit waterlogged.com.
And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD, the passionate show that helps you take control of your health so you can live at the top of your curve for the longest time possible. We've been talking with one of my heroes, Olympic gold medalist and Cleveland Clinic physician in his 55th year at the Cleveland Clinic, we just discovered, Caldwell Esselstyn Jr. Caldwell Esselstyn Jr. I can never pronounce the L's. I don't pronounce L's well. But in any way, Dr. Esselstyn is the author of Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease, the book that Bill Clinton says changed his life and that is changing Al Gore's life, and hopefully people will stay with it. We have a question now, and it comes from a Cindy, and Cindy asks us, by the way, you can ask us questions. I love call-ins, 844-305-7800 when we've got the line open. Ben's the engineer. Just ask Ben to get you on, 844, it's toll-free, 844-305-7800. And, of course, udocs@gmail.com is the email. Just put question for guest in the subject line, or just put question in the subject line. Dr. Esselstyn is a the superb author with his wife of this book, Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease. Essie, the question comes, since I said that Bill Clinton has liberalized his diet a little bit since then, and how many people stay strictly with the diet once they feel better, and do they go off the diet, do they change the diet, and do you say that's okay, or do you try and get them back on the diet, is basically the question from Cindy.
Yeah, I tell Cindy, I think that's an absolutely excellent question. I don't have a diet that's 90% or 95%. And this is made very clear at our intensive 5.5-hour counseling seminar. Because what we are going to share with your audience today, and Cindy will appreciate this, I know, as well, is that we now feel so strongly that we agree with other experts where this disease has its inception is when we progressively injure the innermost lining of our artery, that very delicate endothelium, which makes an absolutely magic molecule of gas, nitric oxide, that is proven time and time again to be the salvation and protector of all of our blood vessels. So it's so essential for patients with cardiovascular disease have the time and the knowledge and the awareness that they themselves now are going to be empowered as the locus of control to halt this disease, because drugs don't do it, stents don't do it, bypass surgery doesn't do it. They're going to be empowered to recognize that they themselves can do it by eliminating absolutely from their diet any food that is going to injure their endothelium. Now, therefore, we found that when we reviewed our most recent group of patients who had been on the program for close to 4 years, 3.7, we had about a 90% adherence, which we attribute to the fact that we respect the patients. And how do you respect a patient? You give them time. Very few patients have ever had 5.5 hours of counseling where they're going to absolutely have all this complicated medical phraseology put into terminology that they can get their arms around so that they can grasp how terribly important it is to restore the integrity of their endothelium. And they do this, they do this by eliminating any drop of oil, olive oil, corn oil, soybean oil, safflower oil, sunflower, coconut oil, palm oil, oil in a cracker, oil in a piece of bread, oil in a salad dressing, or, as Mike said, anything with a mother or a face, meat, fish, chicken, fowl, turkey, and anything that's dairy, milk, cream, butter, cheese, ice cream, and yogurt, and any excesses of sugar, maple syrup, molasses, honey, and sugary drinks. Now we've really got a program where the endothelial cells can survive. This is not a malignancy. And as they are restored, excuse me, as the endothelial cells are restored, once again they start making nitric oxide, and that now halts the disease, and we often see one of 8 different types of disease reversal.
Oh, now, let me go and say, so the essence of the diet is it's not exercise, it's not stress management, not that you don't want those, but yeah, the real thing is to change what you're eating so that you avoid all oil and foods with high concentration of oil, and then go and have nothing with a face or mother. And in this book, Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease, there are literally, I think it is more than 150 recipes that you and your wife have worked out that taste delicious. I've had not all of them, but I've had many of them. And in fact, in this seminar, and I didn't really invite you as a guest because of the fact that you run this seminar at the Cleveland Clinic in the Wellness Institute, but we ought to tell people you also run it other places, so they can go to Dr. Esselstyn, ESSELSTYN.com, and find out more about the book and about the program at other places. But in fact, it is an outstanding diet because it's delicious, and outstanding because it reverses heart disease so well. So I apologize since I'm giving a free ad to the Cleveland Clinic, but it's important because that's where you did develop it and do work with it. So keep going, Dr. Essie. I apologize this is, so you say it's not a 90% diet, but you give people time to learn about it in that five-hour seminar.
Yeah, precisely. Now, there's one other wrinkle that I didn't add, that this not in the book, that I think is such a powerful addition in the last 5.5 years. And that is, I try to have patients understand, let's say somebody has coronary artery disease, they've had a heart attack. If they could somehow get their head inside the artery, they would see that the lining of that plaque and disease burden is an absolute cauldron of oxidative inflammation. Therefore, we need antioxidants. No, do not go down to the health food store and buy a jug of pills that says antioxidant. Doesn't work. It's going to be harmful. You're going to get your antioxidants from food. Okay, what food? Food that is high in ORAC value. O-R-A-C. Oxygen radical absorptive capacity. Now that means that if you're having raspberries, blueberries, strawberries, or blackberries on your cereal, your oat cereal, that's absolutely wonderful. But nothing can trump the antioxidant value of the green leafy vegetables. So I am really, especially now with somebody who comes in with angina, with their heart disease, obviously they want to get rid of this stable chest pain. I need them to chew, not smoothies, not juicing. I need them to chew a green leafy vegetable 6 times a day, roughly the size of their fist, after it has been boiled in water 5.5 to 6 minutes, or steamed, so it's nice and tender. Then they must anoint it with multiple drops of acetic acid.
Essie, we're running out of time. They're going to have to go to DrEsselstyn.com. Prevent and reverse heart disease with Dr. Esselstyn.